morning, my friend.
Good
How are
morning,
you?
My good friend. How are you today?
You have to be the busiest man in the country. I heard you all over on radio stations, on TV, and we're looking forward to your show tomorrow night. Well done.
You're very kind. We're doing a bit. We're doing a bit. because Eurovision, as well as only once a year, bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
Bit of a laugh. And we enjoy it so much, and it's great fun. So thank you. Doing the music. And listen, great. Okay, go ahead. What?
It's probably a bit surreal for you not to be going to be there. You know, you've done it for many years. Go on.
22. Never let it never let
you
know.
Seen some changes.
Oh, I have, yeah. But it's great, and it's great fun to go to. And I miss the camaraderie and all that. But look,
we'll all be watching
you
in tomorrow night now in June.
You're very kind. Well, listen, thanks to you, I made the creamy chicken korma.
Oh, Jesus.
I did.
And go on, honestly.
And it was very... Now, I probably, to be perfect, probably put too much sweet potato in it.
Okay.
Because I did it the way you wanted me to do, with me turmeric and me mango chutney and all the... I was like a mad thing. I had the kitchen destroyed, but I made it. And everybody kind of was looking at me strangely before they ate it. But anyway, I had supervision, obviously, because I need to be supervised, as you know.
She's a wonderful woman.
She puts up with a lot. And only 4 hours I would have forgot to put in the juice of me lime.
Oh, yeah, and then it's definitely too sweet. You're right.
Yeah. But it was gorgeous.
Well done.
And it worked a treat. Thank you.
Well, it's
your recipe.
No. The recipe's only guidelines. You have to actually go and prep and do cook it. Right. So well done to you. I'm proud of you.
They had me like I was a chef on the telly. Because, no, the advice was, if you're going to do this Nevin's recipe, what you have to do is, you have to lay out all your ingredients, all out.
Well done.
So this is what I was told, I was advised. So that's what I did. And
I am so proud of you. This is a new beginning.
Yeah, well, it's your fault. But thank you. Thank you so much, I was delighted. So look, what are we doing today, my friend?
Okay, I have two recipes here, and actually one of them is perfect for tomorrow evening for watching your show, would be sausage rolls, homemade sausage rolls.
Homemade sausage
rolls? Yes, so you get good quality sausage meat if you can get good Irish quality, Borbia quality assured, and you blend that in the food processor with two eggs, some sweet chilli sauce and pesto, and you know you love basil, you know,
yes.
it's a fresh pesto is lovely, so you blend that in the food processor. A little bit of salt, and then you get some puff pastry, get the ready rolled puff pastry, and then you cut it into long little kind of like lengths, so you do, and then you literally spoon or pipe the sausage meat mixture that you've blended in the food processor, and then you make your little sausage rolls, probably about the length of maybe half the size of your hand, if you know what I mean. They're not too big and not too small, and then you wrap them round in the pastry, you brush them with a little bit of egg and milk, that's called egg wash, and then what you do is sprinkle them with sesame seeds. These are something that I always have in the freezer, to be honest with you, for you and your listeners. So I make a batch of them, freeze them, and then I bake them from frozen, or else you can bake them straight away. So some of your listeners can bake them or make them this evening and bake them tomorrow or whatever suits them. They will keep, and they're absolutely delicious with nice tomato ketchup or tomato chutney, a bit of salad, and lots of popcorn. So that's what we'll be doing tomorrow night.
Popcorn, absolutely.
So I just think they really are simple. The sweet chili sauce gives a little bit of a kick. The pesto gives wonderful flavour. You can put sun-dried tomatoes. You can put pesto. You can put in fresh basil. But definitely good sausage meat. Like, you can get sausages, take the skin off. You can blend them with that. And then you just put in a couple of eggs.
Right.
And the sesame seeds are lovely on top. So
that'd
be nice.
And would you have a few chips with that there or something?
Well, I would. You and me are so alike. Oh, Jesus, I love it. Now you're talking. Some nice chips. I saw that on your lovely picture of your chips that you made. Was it a week or two with the steak sandwich? So,
and incidentally, I was wearing your McNean apron in case I splashed my lovely shirt. And I didn't realise until I looked at the label that your McNean. This is true.
Yes,
your McNean apron used to be a plastic bottle.
I know.
I didn't know that.
Do you know what? We get them from a lovely local company in Cavan, and they're the nicest ladies. They do the embroidery. They get me the aprons. We order probably 200 or 300 at a time because of the cookery school and that.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're made from recycled bottles, which is just a win-win for everyone.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So well done you noticing that.
I noticed.
You're a man of great taste.
I spend a lot of my time saying nothing about things I notice.
Oh, you're brilliant.
Now, anyway, sorry, are we doing a dessert?
No, we're not. We're going to do, I'll tell you what we're going to do, you and your dessert.
I'm only asking.
No. I was going to do, because this time of year is perfect for crab. And there's a promotion in Ireland for Irish brown crab, because it's plentiful and it's not overly expensive. So, you know, are you a fan of crab, Marty?
I am. I love crab meat.
Okay, crab meat, exactly. So this is the brown Irish crab meat. You can get it in the supermarkets cooked. The one we use is from Castletown Bear. It's from Cork, and Simply Better do it in their range in Dun Stores or most supermarkets, or your local fishmonger will do it. So it's already cooked, it's out of the shell, and it's pasteurized, so it's going to keep. So this is a really, really quick recipe. You get one red onion, a couple of cloves of garlic crushed, one red onion sliced, pan fry that with a little bit of rapeseed oil, or in a skillet pan or a kind of a deep pan. And then you can put in some chili, and a half a green chili if in the recipe, or you can put in harissa spice, which me and you spoke before for the old turkey, the old harissa, which is a kind of like, I think it's a South African or Moroccan kind of spice. There's a bit of a kick to it now. Right. So you don't have to use the chili and the harissa. Use one or the other. Don't use both, or I'll tell you one thing, you'll be on fire. So you cook that off, and then what you do is you add in one can of chopped tomatoes.
Yeah.
And you let that cook for about maybe 5-10 minutes. And then what you do is just gently stir in your cooked crab, because all you're doing is warming it up. Yeah. So a little bit of lemon zest, some fresh basil, and then in a separate pot, some fresh spaghetti or dried spaghetti, or you can use whatever kind of pasta you have in the cupboard. I for this recipe, I used fresh spaghetti, and that will cook in about 5-6 minutes max with some salt in the water. And then you drain off the pasta, mix it in with the crab and the tomato and all that. And literally, this is probably done from start to finish in about 20-25 minutes. It's a very quick dish, and it's a great way. You can put in vegetables. I you have your tomatoes in there. You can put in roasted peppers, peas, sweet corn, that kind of thing, but I'm keeping it very simple. It's a tomato, spicy tomato based with crab spaghetti, and I think it's gorgeous. Or you could make up this crab mixture, and then you could toast a little bit of bread, and if we're talking about our big party tomorrow night, you could spoon on this lovely mixture onto some croûtes, or what do they call in Italy? Bruschetta.
Bruschetta. The only thing, I'm not a great man for the capers.
That's okay. Do you know what? I'm like you. I would agree with you. I probably might use them maybe once or twice a year, and that just might be in recipes. It's not that I use them a lot at home. Some people love those kind of savory kind of tastes, and that's what you'll get from capers. I like them. I'm not dying about them. Do I use them a lot? No, and that's the honest answer. So I'm with you on that, but you could make this mixture up, and a little bit of grated Parmesan. So you could make it up, get your nice crab meat, have the tomato sauce done, have it warm, don't serve it cold, and then on lovely toasted breads, your sausage rolls, sitting down, watching you on the box tomorrow night. Sure, what a weekend.
That'll be lovely. Of course, I won't be able to make it, sadly, tomorrow night.
You will be busy.
So I'll be probably eating potato crisps or something tomorrow night when we're doing our bits. Sausage rolls, spaghetti and crab chili. That's gorgeous.
I love it.
That's,
and come here, good luck tomorrow night now. Hope everything goes
well. You're very kind.
You're great.
We'll knock a bit of sport out of it.
You're great.
And we're looking forward to it. How are you getting on, my friend? Are you still all right?
I'm not going to lie. I have good days and bad days.
Yes.
But overall, the cooking has kept me sane.
Yes.
And then with the twins and that, and it's a nice family time.
But you need to believe that there is, as a fellow said, a future and freedom and all of that comes back to us.
I think it'll be very different when we reopen.
Yeah.
My gut feeling is it'll probably be July, to be honest with you, because we have the bedrooms. Obviously, we're not just a restaurant. We've another bit to go, but listen, I'm in good spirits, and I'm doing my meals every Thursday for the local community and for some of the healthcare workers in Sligo and Enniskillen and that. So that's a nice thing to do. So we like to do that.
I know that.
Is caring, as you know better than anyone, my friend.
For sure. Well, listen, keep the faith, Devon.
Thank
I love
you.
To meld in the
Chat
tune.
You next week.
And keep. We're going to play Bangers and Mash to take us out of this. It seems the only thing we can play.
I love it. Good luck tomorrow night.
I wave to you from the telly. God bless you.
Thank you.
See you later. Good luck. Eggles, Lemon, McDean's Restaurant.
I met her down in Napoli and didn't she look great? And so I brought her back to Blighty just to show me mates. And though we're married happily, I'll tell you furthermore, I haven't had a decent meal since 1944.